PACL Money Laundering Case, ED Attaches Prime Panchkula. Properties worth R696 crore. A decade-long investor, nightmare, web of front companies used to launder R48,000 crore. From Gurugram raids to Australian assets, unmesh Gujarati sprouts. News exclusive Enforcement Directorate's latest crackdown in the R48,000 crore PACL Ponzi scam. R696 crore Panchkula assets attached, revealing complex layering by Pangu-led group, a Sprouts News investigation. PACL Money. Laundering case, ED Attaches. Prime Panchkula. Properties worth R696 crore. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has provisionally attached prime immovable properties valued at a staggering R696.21 crore in Panchkula, Haryana, intensifying its money laundering probe against PACL Limited and its associates. This major action under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, 2002, marks a critical step in recovering funds from one of India's most notorious financial frauds, which duped investors of an estimated R48,000 crore. The attached assets, comprising 11 high-value properties, were allegedly acquired using proceeds of crime from the massive Ponzi scheme. According to the ED, these properties were strategically purchased in the names of several front companies, including DSS Megacity PVT Ltd and Saramati Realtors PVT Ltd, to conceal their illicit origin. This discovery is a result of the Sprouts News Investigation Team's SIT, ongoing analysis of the complex financial web woven by the accused. The PACL Ponzi scam, a decade-long investor nightmare. The case, originally registered by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, in 2014, revolves around PACL and its group entities fraudulently collecting billions from millions of small investors. The group lured investors with promises of high returns through farmland investment schemes, most of which were non-existent. The scam's magnitude prompted the Supreme Court to intervene, leading to the formation of a Justice Ret RM Lodha-led committee to oversee asset sales and investor refunds. The Sprouts News investigation team notes that the modus operandi involved elaborate layering techniques. Funds collected from new investors were used to pay returns to earlier ones, a classic Ponzi scheme structure, while the bulk was diverted to purchase assets across India and abroad. The latest attachment in Panchkula is a textbook example of how proceeds of crime were laundered to project tainted money as legitimate. Web of front companies used to launder funds. The ED's investigation has meticulously uncovered the layering process. The Panchkula properties were held by a network of entities, including Shiv Megacity Project PVT Ltd and Roseco Builders PVT Ltd, which acted as fronts for the main accused. This was deliberately done to disguise the true nature of these assets and project them as legitimate properties, the ED stated in its release. This action is part of a broader recovery effort. With this attachment, the total value of attached movable and immovable assets in the PACL case has now crossed R2,165 crore. The agency has already filed prosecution complaints before the competent court and continues to trace more assets linked to the scam, aiming to provide restitution to the affected investors. From Gurugram raids to Australian assets, the global trail. The ED's probe has seen a series of high-profile actions. In March 2025, the agency conducted searches at premises in Gurugram linked to Barinder Kaur, daughter of late PACL founder Nirmal Singh Pangu, and her associate, seizing crucial digital evidence and property documents. Earlier, in July 2025, the ED had attached properties worth R762.47 crore spread across Punjab, Haryana, Delhi, Maharashtra, and even Australia. These assets, acquired in the names of Pangu's family members and connected entities, underscore the global reach of the investigation. The PACL money laundering case exemplifies the challenges authorities face in dismantling sophisticated financial networks designed to hide the proceeds of crime from one of India's largest collective investment scheme frauds. The Long Road to Justice and Investor Refunds. The Justice Lodder Committee has been processing refunds for duped investors in phases, currently focusing on claims up to ₹10,000. The committee's work, coupled with the ED's aggressive asset attachment drive, represents the government's concerted effort to claw back lost funds. The scale of the fraud is immense, with mobilization of funds by PACL dating back to before 1997. The Sprouts News investigation team concludes that while these enforcement actions are significant, they highlight the critical need for stringent regulatory oversight to prevent such schemes from flourishing. The ED has confirmed that its investigation is ongoing to unearth more assets and identify all entities involved in concealing the illicit gains from the PACL scam.